We'll discuss a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is describing what he's going to be doing, what his role is in Klal Yisrael. And the Eya Imach, and he says, "Va'ani yodati ki lo yitein eschem melech Mitzrayim la'aloch v'loy biyod chazoka." Rashi gives a couple of shotim. Melech Mitzrayim is not going to allow you to go. And v'shalachti es yodi v'ikes yes Mitzrayim b'chol niflo yisai asher yesu v'kir boi. V'shalachti es yodi v'ikes yes Mitzrayim. Now, this is the first indication that there'll be a lot of makos, and the makos will be Nifloys and V'achrichayim Yishalach Eschem. Now, in Parshas Vo'era, Rashi focuses a little more on the inyan of the makos. What's the tachlus of having makos? So Kotov, the Mitzrim were ready to send the Yidden out. It's also the reasons why the acquiescence of the Mitzrim to send the Yidden out didn't count for anything. They were forced into it, and therefore they deserved the punishment for the Makif. But Rashi brings that the Sibah of the Makif is for something totally different, which had nothing to do with the Mitzrim at all. Rashi brings the Pasuk in Sfania. And it says like this: Ichrati Tzvanya Gimel Vasikvav Ichrati Goyim Shamu Pinoisam Echravti Chutsoisam Mebli Oiver Nitztu Orehem Mebli Ish Meyen Yoshev Omarti Achtiri Oisi Tikri Musim V'loyikores Ma'oina. It wouldn't be necessary to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Koilo Shef Fakadati Aleha. And I'll be able to bring all the toiv which I prepared for Klal Yisrael. Ochein Hishkimu Hishkisu Koilo Aliloisa. But the Yidden didn't listen to it, and they weren't Mekal Musir. Now listen to this. In normal circumstances, Rabbi said, it's easily understood. We have a world, and Yidden have to be warned, and Yidden have to be filled with Yerushalayim, because they're doing avayers and they deserve punishment, and yet a warning is given through punishing the goyim. Heyvesi pur onus al akim kedei shetiru. You should see it, v'tiru'u, and you should fear. Moshe who Messiah v'holuch amarti achtiri oisi tikri musik. Right. This is brought. It's brought in Rashi. Let me just quote with Rashi. It's in Parshas Vo'era. Pasuk, chapter and verse, like we say. It's Kapitel Zayin, Pasuk Beis. Like it says, V'ani akshes leif paroi v'hir beisiyas oisei saivis moifsai b'yeres mitroyim. M'chein midosei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi pur onus alu umas avi kichovem kedei sheyishmo Yisrael v'yiro shenem hechrati goyim nashama pinoisim. Okay. So take a regular scene in the world where Klal Yisrael is doing Averich, and they need Musar. So the first step in the Musar is to punish the Kohen. Now, you know, with something similar to it, like Chazal say that if Yidna Achoite, so the Baruch Shalom first brings the Goyim on the houses. Doesn't help on the houses, he brings on the clothing. It doesn't help on the clothing, then he brings on the goof of the Yid. So the outside makkah is like a makkah in the house. See, the Oyer to give you a warning. Be careful, because you're going down the road towards self-destruction, and I'm just starting to go from the outside to stir you up. Maybe there'll be tshuva. Like it says, you know, the Gemara says in Brachos, Lo Elam Yargiz Adam Yetzer HaTov Al Yetzer Hara. Right? Hashanem Arigzu V'al Techato. And if that doesn't work, so Yil Matoira Hashanem Arigzu V'al Techato. In love, it doesn't work. Yikr Kishma. In love, Yaski Yom HaMisa. Right? Al Mishkavchem and V'doy Muselu. So there's a warning to Klal Yisrael. But here, before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, what Shaykh to warn them? They were Avodim, and they were, they were Vishwal HaMadreg anyway. So Vais Tois, that the Makkos were not just there to punish the Mitzrayim, or to give us a Masoira to show Yechayos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'man Tisafir Bo'oznei Bincho Ben Bincho Heis Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim, or to give us an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, like it says V'Datem Ki Ani Hashem, or to show us the chilik between the Mitzrayim and the Yidin, like it says L'man Teidun Asher Yafla Hashem B'Mitzrayim Ovein Yisroel. All these psukim that teach us about the makkos, those could be understood very easily. Klal Yisrael needed to learn all these lessons during Yetzias Mitzrayim. They needed to be aware of the presence of the Rabban Yisrael, and so on. They needed to understand the chiluk between the Yidden and Goyim. After all, they were mixed in with the Goyim. They didn't understand that chiluk at all. Right? That's the Oy Haniso Elohim Lavoy Lokachas Loigoy Mikerav Goy. So nothing like that ever happened till now, that one goy was separated from another goy. So they have to have all these yediyah, like it says in the other psukim. But in the beginning of our era, we're being introduced to a new element, which is that the mark is there to make Yidden tremble and be filled with pachad and yira, so that they should correct their ways. They should correct their ways, and they should have yira shemayim. Now, having yira shemayim, Rabbi Yisrael, was one of the most essential elements in Yetzias Mitzrayim. For Raya, the completing event in Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kriyas Yamsev, and by Kriyas Yamsev it says, "Vayar Yisrael seyal hagdolu, asher sashem Mitzrayim, vayiru ha'omes Hashem." And the year brought to Amunah, vayamina b'Hashem of Moshe Avdei. So you see, without year there can't be anything, and year is not something that comes naturally, because people get used to everything. Year is something that has to make a person stir from his complacency and begin making a cheshbon ha'nefesh and decide that things are not right and that things have to be different and there has to be a change in one's life and so on and so forth. That's what Yir Shamayim is all about, and therefore the barrier that stands in the way of Yir Shamayim is continuity, something that just keeps going on as before. And the only way to break continuity is through a shock, and through a shocking event such as Kiyus Yamsuf, right? Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdolo Shiros Hashem Mitzrayim. So therefore Vayiru Hashem and Vayiru Vayamina Hashem of Mashav. So everything came about through the shock of Kiyus Yamsuf and the death of the Mitzrayim. Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdolo, doesn't say Vayar as Kiyus Yamsuf, Right? Vayar Yisrael Hayod Agdel Shos Hashem Mitzray. Vayamina Bashem Moshe Avdel. Now, so when we have in today's Seder, Vani Yodati Ki Lo Yitein Eschem Melech Mitzrayim La'aloch V'yil Meloi Biyot Chazoka V'sholachti Es Yodi V'kesi Es Mitzrayim V'achichein Yishalach Eschem. It means that Yitzias Mitzrayim could be done, right? Without the preparation, which is here. Rabbi Zai, you know, you're supposed to be mechaven when you say Krishna, there are a lot of kavonas, not just a few. But all through the Gemara, there are very important kavonas. The Mishnah talks about b'chol avocha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol meidecha. The Gemara in Brachas talks a lot about why they chose Vayomer to be the third parasha of Krishna, and it says Nesha Yeshua Chamisha Dvor the fifth thing is Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if you look into the pasuk, you'll see a startling thing. Yitzias Mitzrayim is found all over the Torah, but over here it says something more than in the ordinary parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoitzeisi Eschem Yitzias Mitzrayim Lihyos Lochem Leilokim. In other words, Yitzias Mitzrayim had to lead to a certain result, and it had to accomplish a certain tachlis. Liyos lochem lelokim. If not, Yitzias Mitzrayim would be valueless if it didn't accomplish that tachlis. Hoitzeisi eschem meyeretz Mitzrayim lihyos lochem lelokim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim just led to liberty and freedom, and even Tara, it wouldn't have been enough. Which automatically there was some element of Tara because they went away from the Mitzvah, who was the source of Tumah. But Sof Kol Sof, there had to be Liyas Lochem Leilokim. And therefore you could understand this parasha. Lo Yitain Eschem Melech Mitzrayim La'aloich. Right? V'loi V'yod Chazoka. And Rashi has a couple of pshatim on Loi V'yod Chazoka, but it could be that's the idea. That it's not the Yod Chazoka alone is not enough. Sure, if not for Vani Akshas Leif Farag, so he would send you out right away if it was Yod Chazoka. But then it wouldn't accomplish anything. It would be if he is concerned without Liyas Lachem Leilokim, because there can't be Liyas Lachem Leilokim unless there's Yira. And it's not enough just to have Yira by Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdoylo. You have to have the Yira beforehand, because Rav Rashi explains the Makas all created that Yira. Hichrati Goyim Noshamu Pinoisom. So the Eser Makas were there to be created. Hichrati Goyim Noshamu Pinoisom, which would infuse the Yidden with Yira, and the Yira would reach its crescendo, its full effect during Kriyas Yamsuf. But that year would be totally insufficient. One event is not enough to provoke people into year. There has to be a preparation where you're completely shaken up and your ties to the previous complacent existence, like Yayin al Shmorov, just sitting there and functioning in a continuous pattern without any change. That's, you could see Kriyas Yamsuf, you could stare it in the face and nothing would happen. You see, I don't know if you fully have the shocking the revelation over here. What we see is Vayar Yisrael Vayod HaGdoylo Vayiru Amas Hashem Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdoy and Oz Yosher Moshe of Neisrael, and everything came about through Kriyasi, and so on. And that would have been worth nothing at all if not for the preparation for the year which came through the Makkas. And the Iker Toyelos of the Makkas is to prepare Klal Yisrael by stirring them up the year. And for that, you have the Makkas. Sure, you needed to cement it all in with Kriyas Yamsuf and with the Yod HaGdoylo. But you have to have the Makkas. That's what Rashi says. Kain hu midoser shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says v'sholachti es yodi v'kesi es Mitzrayim v'chol nevlo Yisai asher Bekirboy, the Achrechan Yishalach Eschem, because if not, it wouldn't be Ani Hashem Loikechem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Meyetzayim Lias Lachem Lelakim, because the Lias Lachem Lelakim can't possibly happen. So the Yitzhiyah would be nothing. And after the Yitzhiyah, then there could be a process, but that wouldn't accomplish. Then the Yitzhiyah would be an event that happened in the past that creates nothing. It would just be a storm and a whirlwind, a big thing, liberty, freedom, this, that, and nothing would happen. So afterwards, there could be Kriyas Yom Tov, there could be Matan Torah, but that's not enough. There has to be Makkos to create Yerushalayim beforehand. Amarti Achtiri Yosei Tikre Musa. So that's what Rashi is telling us. I don't know if you realize, he's telling Midas Rishal Kadosh Baruch. It's not Midas Rishal Baruch is not enough. It has to be something that's understood in terms of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Because there can't be Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim without the Makkos. The Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Achrichen Yishalach Eschem. And otherwise there's no value to Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And it's too late to fix it up. It's gone. Once you're out, you're out. So it'll be Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim without Lias Lachem Lelakim. And what happens later will be Hold Gebak in the Zach. But it's not going to accomplish that purpose. So Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim will have been lost and there's no way to correct it. So they have to remain and watch the Makkos and come to Achtiri Oisi Tikri Musa. So now we understand what the tachlis of the Makkos were and why they had to be Achrichen Yishalach Eschem and Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim had to be held back so that when it finally does come, it'll create the appropriate effect of Klal Yisrael, who's already been filled and softened by Yerushalayim, which is generated through the Makkos, which is the Hichrati Goyim Nosham Pinoisa, the way Rashi explains in Parshas and Parshas Vo'era. Now,
right.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that what I answered at the beginning is that the reason that the Goyim get Makkos is that it's a warning. It's a give Musa to us. So Daka did that. The Goyim can have a complaint. Have a valid complaint that the reason that they get Makkos is because we're the ones, because Hashem is giving Musa to us.
Right, absolutely.
Therefore, they have a right to complain why they're getting Makkos.
Okay.
They're saying you Jews are creating or causing that we're getting these Makkos.
Right, absolutely. So the Goyim can have a very valid complaint. The only thing is that When we explain the Makkos of the Mitzvah, so we have to explain why the Mitzvah deserved it, and so on. So they wouldn't be getting it if they wouldn't deserve it. So the Zoyim are doing things that they deserve Makkos for. But on the other hand, when we see the Makkos, so we shouldn't sit down and say to ourselves, the Goyim wouldn't get Makkos unless they deserve it. Let's analyze the actions of the Goyim and we'll find out what they're doing to deserve Makkos, and we'll find out what's wrong with what they're doing. That's no good. That's not going to help. That's good for Shtikl Torah to determine what the Goyim are doing wrong. But if the purpose of the Makkos for us is to find out what we're doing, so we have to sit and make a Cheshbon HaNefesh and start to figure out what we're doing wrong. And we have to say that the Goyim are surely doing something very bad. And that between them and their Rabbanu Shlom, and if we'll find a good Shtikl Torah that will explain it all to us. But let's put that aside, because we'll be wasting our time and diverting our attention from the real issue. And the real issue is to say what's happening is something that has to fill us with Yerushalayim, that has to shock us. And the reason is because we're being warned, and we have to be mekabel muser and teichacha, tiri oisi tikri muser. And without this Yerushalayim, we're lost. And we have to work on the Yerushalayim, and we have to work on the teichacha. Two things: Yerushalayim is one thing, and kabbalah teichacha is a different thing. They're two separate cheshbonos. They belong to the same category, the same effect of watching what's taking place for the goyim. But it's not enough. One without the other. Yerushalayim is a hergish pnimi that has to stir up the person into being feeling the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, like it says in the beginning, there are more Brits in the Siman Aleph in Or Chaim, and Miyad, right? He's filled with that. That's what the Rambam says. The aim to voice of, right? If the boss of Adam, it won't be like the it won't compare to the tnuas that he should have, which will be totally different. Lufnei Melech Malchum Lochem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Oymed Olav Yoyev Masa. Oh, right. So now we could take this and perhaps apply it to what we have here in the world today. But with just time talking about it, it's not enough until you fully understand it in the context of the Seder. I saw they already printed over in the last year of the life of the Chofetz Chaim. There was an earthquake in Japan, and I don't know if more people died there than died in the present tsunami. We don't know. The numbers keep growing astronomically. There was maybe a quarter of a million people there, and who knows how many there'll be here. But the Chofetz Chaim said that the memeint nishzei, memeint uns, there's a warning to us, and don't forget it. A couple of years later, it was the greatest catastrophe that ever befell Klal Yisrael. But it's a warning. The warning is the earth has no stability. You know what an earthquake is, Rabbi Yisrael? I'll tell you what an earthquake is. Everybody knows about tectonic plates and the movement and all that. Well, listen carefully what an earthquake is. An earthquake is like this. Tanai hisna kodesh baruch hu maitha b'reshit. Im yikavlu yisrael satar mutav. Vim lav achzer lohet es ha'oilom mutayu v'voyu. Right? So achzer es ha'oilom mutayu v'voyu is the effect of what happens when we reject the Torah. It is after Zalm Tovavoyim. When Korach rejected Moshe Rabbeinu, and it means he rejected the Torah, right? Lasse says, Kol Amasim Ha'ele Emloi Milibi. The Ramban says, Korach rejected everything Moshe Rabbeinu did. In Cain, he rejected Kabbalah's Torah. In Cain, he rejected Bi'as Ha'olam. So what happened? Right? And what does that mean? It means the spot where Korach stood, there was Torah Avoyim. Because where he stood, the Tanai Shehitzma Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh B'Reishis wasn't fulfilled. And Mela, that portion of the world just turned to Torah Avoyim. But the Chas Aloyim Oros Vayodim Mitoch HaKol. So, the earth, you know, the Baruch Shalom swore that Me'avur Me'noach Oid Al Ha'oretz Asher Nishbati. So, but what happened by the Mabul? By the Mabul, it says, right, Niftachu Me'nois Tahoim Rabba. When the world, the plates that line the bottom of the sea crack open, and whatever comes out or is the begins to stir and boil. So that's the psichas, the Hoim Rabba. And the mayonis and everything comes jumping and leaping out. And all of a sudden, in the snap of an eye, hundreds of thousands of people die, cities are raised to the ground. Hechrati goyim noshamu pinoisam. Hechravti chutsoisam. Mebli oiver, nitztu oreihem, mebli ish, meyein yoshev. All these scenes are described over here in brutal detail. So amarti ach tiri oisik tikru musar. And you'd have to begin to tremble and begin to make a cheshvan nefesh work on every element in his life. And it's not enough, Rabbi Say, to criticize Yidden who are there, or who are them. the bad people who are doing the wrong thing. If you have the Shkotzim Lach who sit together in a room and they flatter themselves by calling themselves the Supreme Court of Israel, and they pronounce that they're going to change the Seder HaChinuch and all the yeshivas, and if not, they won't give a penny to the yeshivas. So they're terrible Rishoyim. They're here to undermine the Torah, to destroy the Torah, and they want to be Mevatel Kabbalas HaTorah and turn the world to Torah HaVayim. But our reaction has to be to be Mechazik ourselves in Torah, not to get these peanut heads into to do tshuva, or to become smarter, or to think straight, or to, that's, we're not interested. They're like roaches. They're just part of the natural world. Whatever there is for a person who's margish the message from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a person who's not margish the message is not negated. The Yisroel has to come to the people who are able to think, and there has to be a lekichas muster, and there has to be an arousal of Yerushalayim. You get, people get caught up with the reports, you know, studying the numbers and the amounts and looking through facts and figures, how many tons of supplies were sent in from the European Union and from America, how many band-aids and race, whatever it was. It's all interesting to get drowned in a sea of numbers and reports and statistics, but the numbers and sort of are, they fill the mind with just a humdrum, with a static, with a groaning noises, and they rob us of our ability to look with some clarity and being spoiled. Tir yoisi tikhi musar. I once pointed out, you know, there's a very interesting thing. I mentioned it a couple of years ago, but this pasuk is followed by a third pasuk. Right? The first is Echrati Goyim, the second is Amati Achtir Yosi Tikra Musa, the third is Lochein Chaku Li Noam Hashem Liyoyim Kumi Lo'ad. Just wait, because the day when I will arise forever, the Gula Shlema is about to come. And Ki Mishpoti Lesoy Goyim Kofti Mamlochis Lishpach Aleyem Zami Kol Charoy Napi Ki Eish Kenosi Teyochel Kol Oretz. And then comes Ki Oz Epoch El Amim Sofa Brurim Likre Kulam B'Shem Hashem La'ovda Shem Echad. So there's a certain amount of destruction that has to take place. But you know something? That Pasuk L'chein Chakuli Noam Hashem is the only Pasuk in the entire Tanakh that has the entire Aleph Beis plus all the Oisius Sofias. There are a lot of Pasukim. There are two Pasukim in the Torah, in fact. Right? Zehador Shetziv Hashem Liktu Mimenu, or the Pasuk Ayanis Elokim. They have the entire Aleph Beis. And there are Pasukim in Tanakh that have the entire Aleph Beis. But there's only one that has all the Oisius Sofias. Right, the under Pei, Tzadik, and Chof, Mansepach, they're all in this Pasuk as well. And the Gemara doesn't mention this. Tzvanya Gimel Pasuk Ches. The three Pesukim that I read is Vav, Zion, and Ches. Yeah. Ichrati goyim etvav shayin esamarti cheses lochein chakuli. And the chakuli the Um Hashem is the appearance of the Rabbanu Shalom liyoy kumilad, and that will release a wave of destruction, but it will also release a wave of clarity. Epo echalamim sofa bira likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. Yeah. And then comes, a couple of tzukim later, there's a pasuk you're probably all familiar with. And in fact, it's the only time you mention the name of Tzvanya in the entire liturgy. Is Bo'esahi, no? Avi Eschem, Veheis Kabzi Eschem, Keta and Eschem, Lashem, Lutzila, Lachoil Ami Yoris, Veshuvi Esh, Vesechem, Lainechem, Amar Hashem. Right? Like you say in Korbonos. You know the difference between the entire Aleph Beis without the Oisius Sofios and the Aleph Beis with the Oisius Sofios? The two psukim of the Torah that speak about the entire Aleph Beis, one is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Oyhaniso Elohim Lavoi Lokachas Lekromin Kerev Koy. The other one speaks about the Mon, Zehadover Hashetziv Hashem Liktu Mimenu. Right? The Chazal say that Loinit Natoire Eloliochle Hamon. The pasuk that gives us over the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the essence of Kabbalas HaTorah, Matan Torah, which was given to the earth by Amon, they both have the entire Aleph Beis. Because the Aleph Beis contains every element that could be combined into words, and the words into psukim, and the psukim into messages. And therefore, the entire communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrapped up into these two psukim. And it's there. Right? The Oimer Hamon with the Kabbalas HaTorah. And the Mon, Rabbi Sai, is not just a prelude to Kabbalas HaTorah that's incidental, but it's even a guarantee, an insurance that the Torah will be learned for Olam V'Olam. Right? The Tzinsenes Hamon was kept in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it was put there. And what does Rashi say? That during Churban Bais Rishon, when Yirmiyahu HaNavi rose up to warn the people that the commission is going to be Chorev, what did he do? He told them, Rabbi said, there's one refuah, and that refuah is to sit and learn Torah. So they said, Heich on Menichem Esparnas Aseinu, and will be Isaac Batorah. It's Hoitzi Lohem Tzintzenes Hamon, and he said, Ador Atem Re'u, that the Rebbeinu Shalom has the ability to provide you with everything, and you got to strengthen me with that Torah. Because Parnasa is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Bidei Shemaya, but Limud HaTorah is in the hands of the people. It's Yiras Shemaya. So if you do your half, the Rebbeinu Shalom will do his half. And think of it in those terms. That's what the Tzinsenes Hamon tells us. It tells us the essence of the world. What is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is Mitzideinu? Hoitzilem Tzinsenes Hamon. That contains the entire Aleph Beis, because it's the full communication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. Everything is just combinations of the elements found in that pasuk. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, which showed us the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yecholtoi, and we have to constantly repeat Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kseideh, make a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's in the pasuk of Oy Hanisa. Rabbeisai, message and communication in Limud in Yesoides don't lead to a conclusion. The conclusion still has a long way to come, right? And yes, Shem Lekechem, Asher Hitzesi Eschem, Mehet Mitzrayim, Li Yois Lochem Le Lekim. Okay? And that has to be generated by more forces. Here, Shemayim is also necessary, because the Torah and Yetzias Mitzrayim, without that year, is not going to lead to anything. But there eventually will be a conclusion, right? Bayoyim Hahu. That will be the Lachain Chakuli Neum Hashem. Wait, Yoyim Kumi Lo'ad, the day of eternity, and the day which you had to wait for. Okay, and that already, not just the message, but it's the conclusion of the message. So it contains the Rashi Ha'oisius and the Sofi Ha'oisius as well. So that's the pasuk, right? A little dash, I believe, said Mishnah. Not the usual. What?
The five letters
in
that the five letters.
No, what is that? No, it's all there.
That's a long day in the shower.
Yeah, it's all
there.
Just take another look and you find them all.
Every night that's a long day.
Look at the earlier pasuk. This Zehador Shetziva Hashem. It's in pasuk Tezayin of Capital Tezayin. Okay? Zehador Shetziva Hashem. You looked at Vayoyim Moshe, Zehador Shetziva Hashem. Maloy Oyim Amen. Go to the pasuk beginning with Zehador Shetziva Hashem. Okay? Liktu Amen, Ishl Fiyochle. They got all five sukkim, all the letters. Lagul Goylis, and Mispar. Right, and a bunch of pays over there to make up for. And the Liktu, the Kuf, you got everything there. Liktu with a Tes also. What? That's part of the Vos Chanan. We learned it on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. These are the only two psukim with the entire Aleph base, if I say, in the Torah. The psukim in Tanakh, the Torah lists the psukim in Tanakh. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that we repeat all the time. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam, the Torah writes in a different way. Chinuch has a big shtickel on it, telling us that Yetzias Mitzrayim contains every type of his galus, right? Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to Klal Yisrael. And we have to constantly review it, because the Baruch Shalom only demonstrated it to the world one time. Right? But that message has to be with us forever and ever. That's why we have so many things which are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have so many things which, so many mitzvahs which are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'zachar t'kev the Yisrael Mitzrayim, al kein anochem etzav chasadav hazeh. That's why we have to talk about it every single day. Laman tizker tziyam seisam mitzrayim kodem mechayecha. Shabbos is zechel, right? The tziyas mitzrayim and zechel masa bereishis. So the constant repetition is to give us over the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed His presence. Yod chazok hazorin etuyah. His the fact that the world was created by Him because He could change it over its will. The fact that He has power over the entire bria and over people. All the basic elements in the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's all contained, by the way, in that pasuk Oy Hanisa, right? And that's why that pasuk contains the entire Aleph Beis. And Zerah Dor Shetiv Hashem Likta Rimenu Ishul V'yochloi by the Mun also contains the entire Aleph Beis. Good. And that led to Matan Torah. And the Mun, like I said before, is before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. The Mun is the also Lechem Shem Alachi Ashoros Oichlin. Right. That's the Mun. So these two contain the communication. It comes from Shemayim. Right? The Gan Shemayim, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim. And the Zehadover Hashetziva and also Oyhanisa. But it's without the Soifei Tevois, right? Because the Soifei Tevois are the conclusion. Lachain Chaku Li Yom Hashem is the Posik Chaku, right? Chaku, wait. The Posik wait is used for Bias HaMashiach. Right? Where it says in the end of Daniel, that's why we say B'chol Yom HaChake Lo Sheyovu Im Yismama Chake Lo, the last few psukim in Daniel, that's where it speaks about the Yisavashir, the whole idea of waiting. That's the pasuk over here, L'chein Chaku Linum Hashem L'yoyim Kumi La'ad, is the poil yoitza of all the. But again, Rabbi Say, I can't. It's an idea that's so strong, and it roars out of the parasha. Not just, you know, it's heard and felt, but it's a chiddush. The chiddush is something that you have to think about. The chiddush is that there couldn't be a Yetzias Mitzrayim without the Yidden being shocked and filled with Yerushalayim. And receiving all the benefits of Yerushalayim, the Tiri Oisi Tikhi Musar. And without that, there couldn't be. V'achrechen Yishalacheschem. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. It's a totally, you know, new and deep understanding of the Makkos. The Makkos is to create within Yidden the Yerushalayim that's necessary. Of course, there are moral lessons to be learned from the Makkos. Laman this and Laman that and Tidatim and so on. Yodim Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. Tzedek, Tzedek. Those Yediyas and those Limudim are very important. But without that, there couldn't possibly be, because without the Yerushalayim, and the same thing being by Mashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. So without a tidal wave or a tsunami or whatever you want to call it, without that, somehow there can't be a Bias HaMashiach, because without that profound dose of Hesoiris Yerushalayim, but it's not enough, because there has to be a response, there has to be an understanding of that. If we'll just respond to it by reading the newspapers or by discussing it over a cup of tea and chuckling over how interesting it is and how you know, it's very nice to find out what's the greatest catastrophe in the 20th century or something, or the 21st or whatever you'll say. And at the same time, you want to know which baseball player hit the most home runs. And there are a lot of very interesting facts and statistics and records that we're all very fascinated by. And this becomes just one of them. You'll say, well, how many locusts came during the Makkah of Arba? Huh? How much did they weigh, and how so on and so forth? And we finally will make a study of it, and so on. And it's very nice, and then we become fascinated by the interesting new information that we use to entertain ourselves. This entertainment, Rabbi Say, is one thing. And Yerushalayim is a different thing. Yerushalayim is not entertaining. It has to have an effect, a profound effect upon the person. He has to be able to stand and be in shock. That's what Tiri Oisi Tikri Musa. And then, when those who are capable of being in shock, remember that, important restriction. What about the whole world? The whole world is not going to respond. Shamu Amim Yirgozim Chil Ochas Yashay Feloshes is garnished. Oz Nivalu Alufi Yedem. They got goose pimples Alufi Yedem. And that's where it remains. I discussed that. And they trembled a little. And they went back to their regular life. And they turned to the sports section of the paper, and that was the end of it. But it's, the Yid has to respond, Oz, Yoshir Moshe of Yisrael Sashir, Azoyt Lashem. The Yir Shemayim has to shake him up that he sees and feels he becomes Nisoyra to the level of Nevuah, to listen to the message. And then it's possible that the message should lead to the conclusion for which the message is intended. Because if not, then there has to be another message. Because if this level of being Ma'or Yerushalayim doesn't create the effect for which it's intended, so then something else has to be which is more powerful and more stirring. Chas v'sholom. You understand? What are we going to do? So we have to grab hold of the present alarm and respond to it. And once you respond to it, then there's no need for a next, so another message. Right? Same thing when you, the company that made them probably went out of business, but I remember always at the in the leadership publications, there would be advertisements by a guy who came up with a new type of alarm clock. He charged for the fullest model a few $100s. So number first, it made guns. Then it gave the whole bed a little shake. And then it gave the bed a big shake. So that this fellow who's dropped in line there, right? Like Poland to the Vela, and so and all the Israelis doesn't have any effect on him, and he's still, you know, in deep meditation, like Yonah Kizok. And all of a sudden, the third stage of the $500 alarm clock takes effect, and grabs hold of the whole bed, and he starts bouncing up and down. And by that time, I think even the most fagrupta person will respond. Probably to just to get up and find out where that button is. Which how, Rabbi Sai, to respond and how to decline the Yerushalayim from mices that are thrown into our faces that want us. I don't know myself. Every person has to search b'chadre liboy how to respond and how to pick up Yerushalayim. Okay? Each person, each individual. Not to, there's no formula, there's no 12-step program or something like that that will get you off onto the right path. But the person has to search b'chadre liboy for his own personal Isaurus, but Isaurus there has to be, and if there'll be the Isaurus, then the events will run one into the other. And Vaisahi Ovi Eschem, Vais Kapsi Eschem, Kieten Eschem, and Vaisahi Eschem, and Vaisahi Eschem, and Vaisahi Eschem, and Vaisahi Eschem, and